on the show as well. Yes, guys, we're still locked on to Saturday breakfast show with Tipsy, and we've given you guys jam back to back. There's this Blackbone jam that he just released that I played and I really like it. And who knows this trend? Mr. Barry. I like that as well. I think that's a trend that really resonates with me. Mr. Barry, I would like to go to the Chanel store. I like that. I think every girl wants a free something someday. Yeah. Well, no, so how are you feeling in the studio? Are you enjoying the choice of songs as well?
Yeah, it's great morning so far.
I know
far.
You've been listening to jazz lately, but it feels different to listen to Afrobeat, isn't it?
I listen to Afrobeat too.
I mean, lately you've been doing jazz for a change. You told us on the show, isn't it?
Yeah, but I listen to Afrobeat as
good,
well.
Good. Who is your favorite Afrobeat?
Oh, no. I like a couple of them.
Okay, we want to hear, shoot. Do you like Charlie Poppy?
Yeah, that's my guy. Charlie Puffy is good.
Okay, who else?
Weezy.
Yeah. Big Wiz. Who else?
Yeah, Davido.
Good. Yeah. I thought you were not going to mention Davido. I was coming for you. Who else? You said you like a couple. Day. You like Olamide? Oh, yeah. Olamide is king of music. Yeah. I like Olamide. Songs make sense.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a favorite. Boy
is nice as well.
Yeah. I if I'm to pick between every one of them's concert, I would go for Burna Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll go for Burna Boy. He sings live music. I just want to hear it live from here as the artist. I've heard you on the phone on Audio Mac All My Life on Spotify. I want to see you actually sing the song. And yeah, I'll go for Burna Boy. He does it live, you know, without playing under tune or anything. Let's dive back into art. Do you think music is one of the most powerful form of art because it connects instantly with emotion? Or do you think there's another reason why it's the most powerful form of art? Or do you even think it's the most powerful form of art at all? What do you think?
I wouldn't say anyone in particular is the most powerful form of art.
Okay, why?
Because I think it will depend on the individual.
True. Okay.
Yeah, but music is a very strong one up there, I think. Yeah, it's a very strong competition.
Yeah, I think it has lots of it could reach lots of audience.
Yeah,
lots of people. Yeah. Okay, I agree with that as well. What role does rhythm and sound play in cultural identity?
Ooh, a lot.
Okay.
Like, for example, like Afrobeats.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria and Ghana, stuff like that. Then Amapiano, South
I think
Africa.
That brought us like closer to South Africans and yeah, the Amapiano part
Amapiano
of it.
Amapiano, South Africa, then the hip hop US.
Okay, yeah. I mean, to be fair, I listen to some Jeremy songs and some, yeah, some these and that. Some
Brian,
something.
UK.
Yeah, actually. He does. He plays a very important role in terms of cultural identity.
Yeah.
And I think it helps us to express ourselves better as well. Most artists, when they don't have the words to like, when they don't know what to say or how to say or people to talk to, I think they just say it through music and pass that message across to us. Yeah. Okay, thank you. What's the most powerful piece of art you have ever experienced? You said Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
And you've not told us why.
I said because of the way it made me feel. Like.
Yeah, but don't even tell us how it makes you feel. That's why I've come back to you. Like I said, on this show, we're nosy. Sorry. But it's still okay if you don't want to say it. But it's still okay if you don't want to tell us why. It's still okay if you don't want to tell us why. So, I'm going to be asking my audience if they've learned anything today on the show. What have they learned? But before we do that, before we clock out or anything, I'll be asking you what kind of music, and you've said jazz has helped you through a phase in life. What kind of music has actually made a difference for you, like significant? I know you're African and everything, so put that into consideration as well. In terms of your creativity, in terms of where you come from, who you are,
yeah, in terms of my creativity, I would say, like, for example, I called Fela Art. I said I like he's one of my favorite jazz artists, Fela. Okay. So yeah, his music has really helped me in terms of, you know, trying to express myself. Yeah, it has helped me in terms of trying to express myself.
Like, okay.
You know, Fela kind of music, going back to the roots of Afrobeats and okay. stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly it's instrumentals and stuff like that, yeah.
So you think, regardless, Fela still does it for you?
Yeah, he still does it for me, right, all the time, all the time.
So what makes something officially art, like... You know, you said when I cook jollof rice, I'm creating, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
So do you think it's the act of cooking, or do you think it's when I actually serve, the way I serve it, or do you think it's the seasoning and the whole process in cooking, or the results? What do you think makes something officially art itself?
I would say art is everything. Like, the foundation of everything is art.
So process, the results, everything is art.
The ground foundation of everything is art.
Okay. So. I mean, to be fair, I'm speaking for everyone. I agree, I'm speaking for everyone if I say we actually thought that art is like a mural, something that you like paint and then put up there and we're like, oh, this is art. You know, so today on the show, I think if someone might made us realize that art can be anything at all.
Yeah.
That's really good. Thank you. Who gets to decide what art is?
I think the observer.
The observer? In what context?
You said who gets to decide what art is.
So yeah.
So the observer of whatever is...
being presented?
Yeah.
Right. So are we talking about this in an art exhibition show? I'm just trying to create a context. Or because if you're telling us that everything we do is art... So are you saying that we get to decide that, oh, that is art? Oh, I just created art because, of course, I'm the one doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it when people say to us, oh, she just created art. Oh, you've just done that and that looks like art. Are they the ones to judge, or am I the one? Am I going to be able to judge for myself?
Yeah, when I say the observer, like, it mustn't be, it can be you creating it or the next person. But
right.
Like, yeah, but the individual that is just there present, you know. Looking at everything happen, you know, watching how everything is being created, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So if you could change one thing about how people value art, what would it be?
If I could change one thing about
how people value art, yeah.
I think I don't know if I would want to change anything.
Okay.
But what I would say is people should take art more seriously.
People should
yeah,
okay, yeah,
yeah, because it will be the next big
thing.
Yeah.
I don't think people actually resonate with art like that, but yeah, I understand what you mean.
Yeah,
so it will be the next big thing and people should resonate,
yeah,
take art more seriously.
Yeah,
okay, thank you. So what advice would you give to the young creatives who feel unseen, like who feel like they're not being seen and who are shy, timid to even start something out there, or who like street photography but too scared to start taking pictures and posting up there?
Like I said earlier, that's a good excuse. Enjoy while it lasts. And
why it lasts? Why if it lasts forever?
Hopefully you come out of it soon, and when you come out of it, I think at that time you'll be good to go.
Okay, so this is us hoping that it come out of it. What if they never did? Like, what if they are there forever? What if they never come out of it? Because, you know, there are some phases in life that stalks with you if you don't make any move. You're not willing to, like, okay, I need to be intentional to actually change this circle, turn things around. So it actually stays with us. So what if that face, like, gets stuck with them for life and they never actually get to do what they're supposed to actually do? I mean, when I say they, the audience.
I don't know. I don't think that's in my power to decide that.
Okay, yeah, well, okay. So I'll just say, according to everything that we've actually spoken about today, to the young creative, I would advise that you should do what you love. I mean, if we're to look at Nonso, my guest here in the studio today, just started to do what you love. Started taking pictures and posting. Whether it gets engagement or not, don't know, but all he knows is that it's the next big thing and you can make money from it, and it's what he loves doing. So I believe in doing what you love doing, pursuing your goals, your dream, whatever it is for you. Just keep pushing, and it's okay to take breaks in between. It's okay to not know what you're doing. It's okay to start all over again, but just make sure that you're consistent with whatever it is you love doing. Yeah, guys. Also, what does the future of art look like in your eyes? I know you've said it's the next big thing now, but what does it look like, you know, to you in your eyes?
To me, future of art, I think it will look I think it's going to take over everything, because I think that's what we are here to do as humans, create.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
and you think art is definitely going to take over? It's going to be like the talk of things.
Yeah, it's going to be everything. Like,
I mean, I agree with you when you say it's going to be the next big thing. I feel like everybody's all of a sudden going to understand what art is, and everybody's trying to create one thing or the other, and we're all trying to, like, just, you know, and then before we know it, art becomes everything that everybody can resonate with.
Yeah.
In the future to come. Okay, guys, we'll go on a short musical break. Play Gbedu for you guys that you enjoy, Afrobeats that you like. Stay tuned. It's still Saturday Breakfast Show with Tipsy on Radio Africana. We'll be right back.
I just wanna show you up, build you up. Baby, say the word and I'm pulling up. Cause I'm addicted, cut to your touch. You got me lifted, can't get enough. Need it you longer, I never do that. Even if you're in a car, I never choose that. Don't want no drama, I let you do what you want. Baby, you never cry, just let me prove that. If I say I'm trouble, I'm just tryna clear my name. Your friends say that I'm trouble, tryna show you. Your friends say that I'm trouble. I know you don't feel the same. Your friends say that I'm trouble. They shouldn't lie. I know we hurt you. You did your dirty. You didn't deserve it. You didn't deserve it. But I'm different, shawty. I know you heard it before. Trust me. Wanna ride for you till the end. Wanna hold you down. Be a man, and I'm telling you, shawty. I'm different, trust me. Because you see me with the goons, don't mean I want to. That's how my guys been with them from school. Then I'm kinda stuck, tell me what do I do. You see, but them are you. And I wanna know, are you ready for me like I'm ready for ya? Maybe girl, your loving got me in a choke. Cause I don't even wanna be a player no more. If I say I'm trouble, I'm just tryna clear my name. Your friends say that I'm trouble, tryna show you what I do. Your friends say that I'm trouble, I know you don't feel the same. Your friends say that I'm trouble, they shouldn't lie. I know we hurt you, you did your dirty. You didn't deserve it, you didn't deserve it. But I'm different, shawty. I know you heard it before, trust me. When I ride for you, when I hold you down, be a man, and I'm telling you, shawty, I'm different. Trust me, when I'm with you, it's like the world stops going. I'm with you, I know. I just wanna treat you right, keep you fly, change your life. Let me take your pain away. I'm just trying to clear my day. Trying to show you that I see. They just wanna be like you. I know we hurt you. You did your dirty. You didn't deserve it. You didn't deserve it. But I'm different, shawty. I know you heard it before. Trust me. When I ride for you, when I hold you down, be a man, and I'm telling you, shawty. I'm different. Trust me. Pull up on you anytime you call my phone. Always on my mind, girl. You bust my sometimes wrong. I will listen to your brands all night long. I don't need you like whatever you do. Make life simple, like two times to find. I don't need you like there's no one like you. I thought they get the issue I chose.
Too impatient.
Welcome back, guys. It's the start of the breakfast show with Tipsy. If it's been a very, very awesome morning, and if you've learned anything today, let this be it, guys. You don't need permission to express yourself. You don't need to be perfect to create, and your story is heart, just as my guest has said here today in the studio. It's been a very beautiful, beautiful morning. I've learned quite a few things, and it's full of events. We've had two games on the show as well, and I've made a shout out to someone for their birthday. As we wrap up today's show, one thing is clear: art isn't just something we look at in the museum. It's something we live every day, whether we realize it or not. From the music we play in the morning to the clothes we wear, the street we walk in Manchester. We live in Manchester, obviously. Creativity is everywhere. And a huge thank you to my guests for joining me today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And sharing their perspective as well. And to you guys, thank you for listening at home, in the car, or wherever your Saturday morning finds you. Do you have anything you want to say, Nonso, before we wrap it up?
I would say we should not be shy to express ourselves. We should not really care about rejection, because no matter how good you are, some people still reject you.
Yeah, true. I agree with that. I totally agree with that, guys. Well, go out this weekend, guys. Enjoy yourself and maybe create something beautiful. You might as well go for sip and paint. Paint something nice. Well, this is your girl Tipsy on Saturday Breakfast Show. Stay inspired, stay creative, and I'll leave you with one final track. Rise up, guys. Till I come your way next week, stay jiggy.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. The day I'll rise up, in spite of the ache, I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise.